Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Friday, October 30th, and you've reached another edition of Daily Drop Radio, where we gather Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear another drop of education and get a little bit of inspiration to help us move forward in our days, empowered with natural, healthy solutions. Now, Fridays is my favorite day of the week because, no, not just because it's the end of the week, but because it's the day that we get to hear from you, our community, our team members, our friends, our family members, everyone that's a part of this community, of the My Daily Drop community, to share, to hear about their experiences, the things that they've done, they've tried, the things that they've shared with others, the stories, the things that they've experienced and grown. So today I'd like to just again, briefly mention some things that it's appropriate to share. When you're ready to share, all you need to do is press 1 on your keypad. That'll add you into my queue. Last week, we didn't get to the last caller. We ran out of time, so please be sure to press 1 early if you're thinking about it, and that way we can make sure we get everybody in. Remember, so the things that it's appropriate to share are product experiences. What products have you used? What experiences have you had personally? You can also share what experiences you've had from sampling and sharing oils with others. What experiences have you seen from them? It's also appropriate to share experiences of what the company itself, the culture of doTERRA. Many people here are moved by the co-impact sourcing, the certified pure therapeutic grade process to ensure quality. All these different things, they mean things to us, and so it's okay to share those experiences and how we're growing as individuals thanks to the leadership that we find here through doTERRA as well as through our team. It's also appropriate to share professional experience that you've had in working with your team. So the things that you share should be designed to uplift and educate. So that being said, I'd like to share my quick testimonial for the week. I'd like to give a testimonial to myrrh. I've actually been using frankincense and myrrh on the right side of my nose. I've been having this recurring blackhead. I have Heather chastises me because my skin is, I don't have to wash my face a lot to prevent from breaking out or anything like that. She does. She has to maintain a lot of healthy skin regimens to make sure that her skin stays flawless. I'm very lucky that way. But for some reason, I have a recurring blackhead on the side of my nose. And it's just been bugging me and bugging me. I keep coming back. And frankincense, this past 2 weeks, I've been using frankincense and myrrh, a combination of the two on there. And I'm noticing that pore, that's normally very large and it's guaranteed to produce a blackhead, it's shrinking, and I don't, and it hasn't actually come to head yet. So I'm stoked because it's been a very long time since I've gone this long without it becoming an issue and bubbling and popping back up and causing an unsightly blackhead on this right on the side of my nose. So frankincense and myrrh. Myrrh is obviously known very good for the skin. And frankincense, why frankincense? I love frankincense. I just love the smell of it. I love everything about frankincense. So why not? But frankincense is also, of course, good for so many things, and it's good for the skin, of course, too. So that's my testimonial for the week. I love frankincense, and, of course, myrrh is so good for the skin. And the two of those have really helped me to clear up that that one small, unsightly little issue. But let's go ahead and move on to the next caller. Area code 480-570. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ryan. How are you? This is Tanya.
Hey, Tanya. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Okay, so I am, it's funny that you actually mentioned your experience with frankincense and myrrh because before you even started talking about that, I'd pressed 1 because I have something that I want to share regarding faith, something that I just experienced actually this past week. So, yeah, basically what I've experienced in the past, too, is every now and then, you get this weird little thing start to creep up and you don't know what it is, and it looked like a mole to me. This is actually a few years ago, my first experience with a blend that I love and I'll tell everyone about. But basically, I had this little thing on my face, and I started to use a couple different oils, and thought what I had heard was really good for helping with skin and helping to repair the skin, and I started using those things. I wasn't seeing a huge difference, and so I actually started using a blend. It's our anti-aging blend called Immortelle, and just put a little bit on that little spot. And within just a few days, it just completely cleared up. And it was just really amazing to me to see something so small, but for me it was like a big deal, to just completely clear up. And this is about 3 years or so ago. Well, anyway, over the last month or so, I've had something that I could not even figure out what it was. It was something that was just on my eyelid, of all places. And, of course, no one really can notice it but, you know, myself, because I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I feel this little bump. And it's kind of like, I don't know really what it was, but it looks kind of to me like a skin tag. And so in my mind, I think, well, oregano is great because I've used that before for different things on my kids and just to remove things. It's really great about being able to just kind of burn off, in a sense, that little tag or that little area or little wart or whatever. And so I started using just with a little toothpick because it was literally that small, and put oregano on it, thinking, well, that would do the trick. Well, anyway, nothing, that was not helping. I did that for, you know, a couple weeks consistently, a couple times a day. And, of course, when that wasn't working, I thought, okay, I can't do oregano. That's not what the issue is. That's not the oil that's going to help support that specific issue. My Immortelle again. And I thought, well, okay, Immortelle has a blend of frankincense and myrrh and rose and lavender, all those really great expensive oils, right? And it's just an amazing oil. I've been using Immortelle just for, you know, helping with those fine lines and wrinkles and pigmentation, and it's just a really amazing oil. And so I decided I was just going to try to use this spot treated, I guess, on my eyelid. And lo and behold, it was literally 2 days. I kid you not. And it was, I guess, that small, but strong enough. And I was doing it consistently, three times a day, on that spot. And within a couple of days, it literally just kind of rubbed off on my finger. And I'm going, it was just as easy as that. It was so cool. And I know for a lot of people on the phone, you're thinking, oh, that's kind of a silly thing. But, you know, we all have things that are kind of a big deal in our life. And things, you know, for a woman, like a spot on your face that you don't really like and you don't care to have there. And that's not to say that, you know, any of these oils are going to make all of those problems go away in an instant. For me, it was very quick, but it would just made me really grateful and appreciate the fact that I have something that, you know, if something doesn't work, and that's been my experience, if something really doesn't work, keep trying some different things. And that's what I love about having different oils on hand that I can try and that I can use. And, you know, if something's not supporting the process that I'm wanting to experience, then I try another oil. And for me, Immortelle just seems to come through every single time when I have those little, you know, cellular repair issues that I want to have some sort of, you know, just support in those areas and cosmetically, you know, help to especially on the face with those little issues. It's a really great oil. So, yeah, but Ryan, I guess that's really all I wanted to share, but I'm just really grateful for what we have and the tools that we have to be able to empower our lives and feel really great about and know that we have something that we can turn to with most every situation, many emergency that we have in life. So that's all I have to share.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that. And I think it definitely stands to, there's two things I'd like just to point out. One, just like you said, you keep trying. We experiment wisely. We try this one and we'll try this one because everybody is different. And having so many oils, and also the other thing I'd like to point out there too is it's the power of the blend. I'm starting to recognize more of this myself. That really is the power of the blend because doTERRA scientists, and Dr. Hill talked about this at a live convention 2015, he says they put a lot of science into the blends. Because certain oils do work more, yeah, they synchronize with different oils differently, and there really is a you know, getting those blends just right for the proper amount. They really have done a lot of science on that. So I'd like to just point that out. That's one more testimonial, not just to doTERRA oils, but to the blends. They really do put a lot of work into getting their blends right. So beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Let's go ahead and move on. Yeah. To the next caller, we've got area code 443614. Welcome to the show.
Hi, it's Susan. I'm calling for a number. Well, I had an interesting conversation today, and I relayed what I did a few days ago. I went through my medicine cabinet and took out. I'm finding I'm replacing everything with oils, and I'm actually not using things like cough syrup or Advil or Tylenol, especially the children's stuff. I've basically not been using these items for, I don't know, months since I've gotten really into the oils. And so I actually, they weren't expired. I put them all in a CVS bag, and I took it to CVS, and I got $179 back in store credit. Figured I'd use it for something else. And I talked today. I went to an event. It was a Halloween event for the kids, and there was another doTERRA representative from another line, not related to my line. So we were talking, and I was talking about what I did. And she goes, "So can I share that with my class?" And I'm like, "Sure, just don't post it on Facebook because CVS may not, you know, I didn't have a receipt because I didn't save, you know." And So I don't want to shut down the policy, but, you know, I mean, you can use it, maybe share it on a one-on-one basis, but I really don't want it posted anyway. She goes, "Well, I won't post it. I'm like, thank you." But you know, I don't want it known, you know, because they might say, "Well, without a receipt, you can't return it." So I did get store credit, though. And I'm just thinking about what I use. You know, last night I had felt like I was getting nauseated, and I ended up using Digestzen. I chewed one of the new Digestzen tabs with the calcium carbonate, and I actually put a couple drops of it under my tongue and then rubbed the oil on my abdomen, lower abdomen, and, you know, it's better. It was in like 20 minutes. It's amazing. And today I don't have any issues. So the new Digest tabs are really nice. I also talked to this woman, this other doTERRA. She was at convention too, but I didn't see her there. Lots of people. We were talking about the deodorant, and she says, "Well, I'm just advising people not. I don't use deodorant anymore, but now I'm using the doTERRA deodorant, and I feel good about it because I actually went to the bank yesterday, handed out 10 invitations to an event next week that I'm having at my house, and I talked to the tellers. One of them's going to nutrition school, and then we talked about all the toxins in the environment and how deodorant, and I go, "Yeah, doTERRA has a deodorant without any of those 160 chemicals that are banned in Europe that are allowed here." And so things that people take for granted. And then this woman today talked about talked about tampons and how they actually have bleach, that they're actually, you're introducing bleach in your system. It's like, wow, well, look, I don't use those, but a lot of women do. I don't, just because I don't like the concept of, you know, I thought about this a while ago, but still, my daughter does. And so I'm thinking, if I could find, if doTERRA could make a tampon, you know, that didn't have, you know, chemicals in it. That would be great. So just substituting
I do know they have some. They've done some stuff through their Healing Hands Foundations for feminine hygiene products. I know they support that. And you're right, there is a growing need. The more and more that you share with people, more and more people are becoming concerned about their health. They're becoming more and more aware of this. And so I think it's a beautiful suggestion to clear out your medicine cabinet and using those Digest tabs. And I'd like to just give a quick shout out to the Digest tabs myself too, because Jason gave me one a couple weeks ago, and it really helped too. Same thing. So clearing out the medicine cabinet, Digest tabs are beautiful, and welcome to the world of being a wellness advocate, where you're waking up to more and more people's needs all around you. I think the more and longer that people become wellness advocates, the more they start to waken up to this. So thank you for coming out and sharing, Susan. Do appreciate that, and look forward to having you come out more. Let's go ahead and jump on to our next caller. We've got a big long queue here, so. Don't mean to rush it, but thank you for sharing. Let's bring out area code 602-882 on the call. We got you live. Area code 602-882.
Yeah,
are you there?
How you doing? Yes. Hi.
Good.
How you doing? This is Matt Chavez. That's Ryan, correct? Is that the name?
Yep, absolutely. And somebody, who is this?
How you doing? Nice. This is first time caller. How you doing? I just wanted to share something briefly. You know, being a male in the doTERRA and basically on the selling end, I just don't see too many of the males on there. But I do a lot of the events around the valley. It's just, I mean, I talked to you guys on, you know, some, I know some people that have been in it, but you just don't feel a lot of it, which is okay. I know I enjoy it. I use the oils a lot within our family. My wife, she's a yoga instructor, so she's she uses them quite frequently within her practice and so forth. But we do events out through the valley. I mean, we've done a lot of yoga events and stuff that we go out, we set up and stuff and do like expos and stuff like that. So it's been a lot of fun. Met a lot of amazing people, and just basically that, the experience of meeting different people and bringing them into sharing with doTERRA, us sharing what we know and what we have with them, it's just an awesome feeling. And having people coming to our team and being a part of it, helping them, you know, just become, you know, not only strengthening us as individuals within doTERRA, but just helping them, you know, educating them and helping them educate others, and seeing that process duplicate, it's just amazing. So I just wanted to just share that just briefly with you guys.
No, I appreciate that. And yeah, I'm sorry, what was your first name again?
Matthew Chavez.
Matthew. Yeah, Matthew, thanks for calling in. Absolutely. Isn't it, this is exactly what I was referring to with that last caller's testimonial, that this, the more time you spend becoming a wellness advocate, the more you start noticing things. And one of the things that you're noticing is that great feeling and the fact that you can be strengthened in return. That, yeah, you have to get outside of your comfort zone. You have to get outside of your shell. Even if it is comfortable for you to get outside of your shell, you still need to go out there and do it. But now the return that you're getting is, I love that, it's an awesome feeling to be strengthened by these other people and to help them do that. So, no, absolutely. Thank you for coming out and sharing that. And hopefully we'll have you come out and share some more next week.
Yeah, no problem. My pleasure.
All right. Beautiful. Thank you. All right. Let's move on. Area code 650703. Area code 650703. Welcome to the call. Oh, can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi. You can hear me. Great. My name is Erica, and I just wanted to share quickly. I know that you have to get to other people, but
No, that's fine.
When you mentioned putting frankincense and myrrh on your blackhead, and then I think Tanya is her name, mentioned before putting Immortelle, I started using Immortelle on my face, and just as a regular, like, facial moisturizer, and just that's all I put on my face, really. And it's made a huge difference in my complexion, and just the smoothness of my skin and my pores as well. And so I just wanted to, you know, say how much that has improved my skin and my face. And then also I just use frankincense and myrrh just on my face on a regular basis.
And let me ask you, Erica, how long did it take for you? I know everybody's different, but how long did it take for you to start noticing a difference in your complexion and your pores and seeing results?
Almost instantly, because just noticing how my skin felt after I put the oils on, like no other moisturizer has worked. And I grew up with acne, and so I started doing some research on what can I do to really, like, you know, take care of this problem. And that was before even I started using essential oils. And I basically stopped using soap. I just started using oils in general, whether they were essential oils or carrier oils. So I completely stopped washing my face. And it's counterintuitive. It is not something that we grew up, you know, our parents didn't teach us that, at least not my parents. And it's really counterintuitive to think that we can wash and cleanse our face, oils and water, basically, you know. So what I started doing originally was just cleansing my face with, like, castor oil. That's the main oil I did some research on because it's a cleansing oil. It's a very thick oil if you've ever used it. So you use like one part castor oil and then two parts some other kind of carrier oil. Let's just say you're using sesame seed oil or something. And then you literally like massage your face for like, I don't know, 2 minutes or so with this oil. And then you take a hot washcloth, as hot as you can stand it, and you put it on your face and it's like steaming your face. And then you just wipe all that oil away. And that's how I cleanse my face. And then even if I'm in the shower, and I don't even do that every day now, I literally just let water come on my face, and I just use water. And then I'll get out of the shower, and I'll put either Immortelle. If I have Immortelle, it usually is like in my bag. It's just always with me because I'm kind of on the go a lot. And then at home, I've got my frankincense and my myrrh, and I'll just use those two on my face after I get out of the shower. And that's it. So another thing that I love the oils for is they just helped me become more of a minimalist. And, like, even doTERRA, like all the extra body products that they create, that's fantastic. And some people love just knowing that they can get it all. You know, if doTERRA is going to create it, great. But for me, I just like having the pure oil, and they've just simplified my life. Like, you know, anything I want, I can just get a pure oil and put it on my face or my body or wherever I need to use it. But anyway,
so that's what you mean by being a minimalist, not necessarily like getting rid of a lot of the stuff in your home and having a color. You mean actually just simplifying the way that you approach your skin regimen, your skin routine, your health.
Well,
your
my
wellness.
Hygiene, yes, my hygiene routine is yes, minimal, and yes, you know, it helps me even in the other areas of my life. How can I be more minimal? How can I use less products to do the same job? Like, if I am cleaning, you know, my kitchen, maybe I really can do the whole job instead of having a million different spray bottles and bleaches and whatever. Maybe I really, all I need is just, you know, some tea tree or some Melaleuca and some lemon, and I got, you know, the whole house covered.
What a simple reminder that how powerful these oils are, right? How we can use them in just their such minimal form. Thank you for sharing that, Erica. That's a beautiful reminder, and thanks for reinforcing the Immortelle and sharing with us your skin routine. That's a wonderful routine. I'm sure many people will pick that up. And if anybody does pick up Erica's routine and you start using that, try it. Come back out here next week or the week after. Let us know how it went. All right.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks again, Erica. Thank you. Let's move on to area code 520975. Area code 520975. Welcome to the call.
Hi, it's Nancy from Green Valley. How are you
Hi,
this
Nancy.
Morning?
Great, thanks.
I just wanted to quickly say, give another shout out to Balance. I think everybody deals with stress, and I think when we have a particularly busy time, it just goes up remarkably. And I just think it's one of the best blends. We were talking about blends earlier, and just works so well as a stress buster. So I just wanted to, that's all. I want to just make a very simple comment just to say that oil is amazing.
Isn't it, though? It's one of my favorite oils. It absolutely is one of my favorite oils to use. I love that blend. And what a wonderful tip, actually. What a great suggestion. Thank you for bringing it out, because we are coming into the holidays. And as much as the holidays are designed to be about family and gratitude and peace and joy, the hecticness of it often erodes that. So maybe a little bit more balance in our lives. So everybody who's ready to place their LRP order, everybody go edit your LRP order and make sure you've got an extra bottle of Balance to hand out to others, not just for yourself, but get an extra Balance for others, because we know they need it. We all need it. Thank you, Nancy, for sharing.
You're welcome.
All right. Beautiful. All right, let's go ahead and move on. Area code 801-400. That's area code 801-400. Hello.
Hi. I have lost my voice, so I apologize.
No worries.
My testimonial is actually about frankincense. And yesterday, my voice was way worse, and I actually had to teach a class for my college yesterday. And I came home and started putting frankincense on my voice, on my vocal cords, and my throat, and and gargled with it. And this morning, I saw a significant difference. Also, another thing is I got two one-on-ones for tomorrow by just listening to people, and I thought that was. I always thought it was really hard to set up classes and do these things, and now after doing some of these classes and these calls with my upline, it's just listening to people and loving people, and then, you know, understanding that they may not be interested, but just to offer it. And I've found that now I'm actually doing a class, because I've talked to so many people this week, and they just kind of popped up. So it's been great, and that's all.
No, that's wonderful. I'm sorry, what was your first name?
Jessica.
Jessica, thank you so much for sharing. Yeah, it's what other industries can you the product that you're promoting is the product that can help you recover from promoting so heavily from talking to so many people about it. That's a wonderful little recursive system there that's been here. And kudos for getting out there and talking to so many people. And I think it's kind of ironic that it was many years ago you reminded me of something so long ago when I lost my voice when I became an enrollment counselor back in 2001. I remember losing my voice, and I remember how it actually changed my sales methodology because my manager came up. He said, "Huh, maybe now you'll listen to someone." Because for the first time, because I couldn't talk as much. So it really, really hit home a lesson that's never really left me. So thanks for the subtle reminder of that today, Jessica.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Let's move on. Yeah, and go rest that voice, by the way. Go rest that voice. That way you can be prepped and ready for your one-on-ones. Let's move on to area code 480215. But just a reminder, you press 1 on your keypad. We had a couple people who dropped off, and we actually have just enough time to get to one or two more. So if you're out there, please go ahead and press 1 again to jump back on. But for now, area code 480215, welcome to the show.
Hi, my name's Jana, and I'm from Arizona. And I just want to talk about last Wednesday, or this couple days ago, I was at a football practice with a bunch of young boys. And, you know, they're running around, they're exhausted, they work out for 2 hours. And this is a season where there's a lot of respiratory problems. And so all of a sudden there was a couple of the coaches were around this one young man, and he was kind of gasping for air. So right away I jumped in my purse and pulled out my first aid kit, and I was looking for breathe, and I forgot I had given my breathe away. So I was like, okay, peppermint. So I took the peppermint over there, and I was like, here, give him some peppermint. So I put a drop in his hand, and I looked over, and his father was standing there. I guess he had walked up. And I go, it is okay if he has some peppermint. He goes, yeah, sure, because he just wanted his son to breathe. So I told him, okay, now go ahead and breathe it. And he breathed it, and he started coughing. And they looked at me and just started smiling like, oh, he's breathing again. So it's funny how, you know, in my mind I would think it breathe would be exactly just the one, but sometimes, you know, another oil can work just as great for asthma or some kind of, you know, respiratory help. So it was a great support.
To literally help people breathe. And in that moment, obviously peppermint is a constituent in the breathe. And so those kinds of things are going to help. But if anybody's ever faced with a similar situation in the future, I mean, even something as simple as lavender, anything that's calming to the nervous system, is going to be of some benefit, even if it's not necessarily, even if somebody say it may not necessarily provide any direct chemical benefit, if anything, and here's what I would recommend is have them focus on the scent. Say, just pay attention to the scent. Pay attention to the scent, because part of the problem when you're having a hard time breathing is that you get stressed out because you can't breathe. And that stress causes more constriction, which prevents it. It's like a negative cycle. So when you're giving to them, have them pay attention to the scent itself, because it distracts their mind. It gets their mind focused in that other area, allowing their body to relax, taking their mind away from the pain and the stress of the moment. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I found it kind of funny that he just went right back in and just started continuing with his practice. And I thought, wow, this is kind of great. That he felt that good that he could go back in and finish his, you know, his plays. And I just find that when I, you know, that I carry my essential oils kit with me, the emergency kit, and I've come across so many people, and, you know, it's helping me make these contacts, which is great, because then, you know, I can meet with them later.
Yeah, and you kept the oils on you. ladies and gentlemen, please keep your oils on you. Get a keychain kit. They're not that expensive. Have them with you. Have oils on board. I think that's the other. I know you didn't say that directly, Jana, but I'm going to take that as the real testimonial from the story. That is the additional testimonial. is have your oils on board, ladies and gentlemen. Never discount when you're going, not just you, but when someone else around you is going to need them, and so that we can be a service to them. Thank you, Jana, for coming out and sharing. Really do appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
And hope to see, of course, we'll hope to see you next week. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the top of the time block, which means that I'd like to just a quick recap. Thank everybody for coming out. Thanks, Jana, Tanya, for talking about the Immortelle blend and blends in general, with helping her with, you know, periodic skin tags. We all get those little uncertainties coming up, and trying multiple things is what ended up helping her. Sure, it might have been oregano, but it didn't end up being oregano. It ended up being the Immortelle blend that's helped her before, because that's what works with her. We heard from Susan, who talked about clearing out her medicine cabinet and digest tabs for helping her with her upset stomach and replacing that with more natural products. We heard from Matthew, first-time caller coming out to share with us the value of being a wellness advocate. And what's the value of being a wellness advocate? Relationships, discovering how you really can help other people, and you're in turn strengthened by being out there and being in a community, connecting with others, doing everything that you can. He said the most beautiful words there, saying that it's an awesome feeling. And I would agree, Matthew, it is an awesome feeling to get out there and be a part of a community sharing natural solutions to empower healthier lives. Erica, thanks for coming out and sharing, again, reinforcing Immortelle complexion, sharing a beautiful skin routine on how to help her skin stay clear, and being a minimalist when it comes to hygiene products and not having to have a lot of products because she has the oils. The oils take care of it. We heard from Nancy, who's wanted to give a shout-out to balance as the holiday seasons come up. Absolutely agree. The holiday seasons come up, we could all use a little more warm balance to make sure that we keep the spirit of the holidays in our bodies. Keep that spirit, that joy, that presence with us. And Jessica sharing with us more about, you know, losing your voice because she's so excited, but using frankincense to gargle made a significant difference in helping her bring her voice back. And so she can do what she needs to do in her one-on-one conversations. And then lastly, Jana, who's sharing with, you know, having her oils on hand so when someone needed it, having a difficult time breathing, that even though she didn't have breathe with her, she still had her peppermint, was able to utilize that. That kid got right back into the game, right back at it. Wonderful experience. Thank you, everybody, for doing what you do and stepping outside of your comfort zones to continually learn how to use more wisely and share the benefits that these oils really can bring to our lives. And thanks to the Terra leadership team and the culture and everything that they do to continue to provide us with the products that we depend on to have these kind of results. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back again on Monday at 12 Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. That will be a product training call, so make sure you're here on time early, so that I make sure you're here on time, so that we can get the full product call there. And we'll look forward to seeing you then. You can download archives at dailydropradio.com, and of course, join us on our Facebook page at dailydropfb.com. Until then, make it a great day, ladies and gentlemen. Bye for now.